57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. And again, repeating this wonderful, wonderful news. We're just now getting Ben Swan is joining the lineup here at Republic Broadcasting. We're just now getting this information in. I don't have a start time or a start date. Please tune in to John Stadmiller's show following my program. He's going to have all the details, but this is just really wonderful news. And I'm just so excited that Ben is joining us here at RBN. We're going to go to the phones here. Charles in Texas. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to kind of elaborate a little bit more on that Obamacare, which you were talking about, how much of a failure it is.
Yes.
It kind of seems to me that it's almost like it was designed to fail for some reason. Like
no, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
The goal of the Obamacare program was to generate some $200 billion in new profit for the health insurance companies who pretty much wrote most of the Affordable Care Act. And the federal government and the Obama administration went along with it because they were going to get their mafia-like piece of the action in tax revenues from that $200 billion in profit from forcing us all to buy these more expensive, less beneficial policies. That was the goal. And they just rushed it on through, and they put the website together and said, we'll put it out there, the money will flow in, and we can sort of kite this little failing, collapsing Ponzi scheme economy until somebody else is in office to take the blame for the final collapse. But it has absolutely failed. The website, was hugely expensive website, would not work. And the more it's gone on, people are finding out their existing policies were canceled. Absolutely
yes.
Contrary to Obama's out there saying, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. The new policies are much more expensive. The deductibles on those policies are so high that most people buying these new policies will never actually use them in the course of a year, because their normal expected medical costs won't come up to those new deductibles. It's an absolute disaster. It was just another cash grab by the government. They've only got, I think, 3 million people to sign up for it. That's 1% of the U.S. population. And that's why they're back to pushing for a carbon tax. They're just desperate for another way to take more money from you. But the reason that's going to fail is we, the American people, we're out of money. We're tapped out. You've taken everything that you can take, short of condemning us to homeless starvation in the streets, and they're already doing that a lot.
Yeah, and I had like another point about that, you know, because the reason, the way I came up to this conclusion is because, have you heard about I think it was called something, the single payer system or something like that?
Yes, that's a system like you see in most of the European countries. And it works for them because the goal in those systems is to provide a reasonable health coverage for the population. But this whole Obamacare, it was just another cash grab. And they cratered it. They absolutely cratered it.
Okay. And then I had another point to make about a red light. I can't remember because I get a bunch of emails from different sources, from off the grid news and stuff like that, because ever since I woke up, a year now, and it's been I've been getting a whole bunch of stuff and just kind of researching a bunch of other, truths out there, we can put it that way. And, hold on. My phone was going off. I'm sorry. But what I was trying to get at was that they were talking about there were this House bill that's supposed to come in July the 1st, and they said that was supposed to cause the collapse of the dollar or the start of it in the July 1st of this year.
Well, I don't think the dollar is going to collapse from a House bill. The dollar is already collapsing from a wide variety of causes. I think right now what we're seeing is the Federal Reserve, certainly, and the U.S. government, they're looking to find somebody else to blame for it, rather than stand up there and say, yeah, our policies over the last 100 years are the reason the greatest nation on earth is no longer the greatest nation on earth, but has been reduced to basically a third world fascist, you know, economic dictatorship.
Yeah, and that's just kind of what I'm getting off of, you know, is that, you know, that this House bill was supposed to be like the coffin nail and just even further than what we already are already into this, you know, the collapse of the dollar, you know.
Okay, well, you need to understand, certainly Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and the U.S. government are working as hard as they can to keep things going along as they are now. Because when it does fail, and the failure does seem to be imminent, we, the American people, and the people of planet Earth are going to point the finger of blame where it belongs, private central banking and the failure of the federal government to be in the middle as an arbiter between the greed of corporations and what's good for the nation as a whole. And they're trying to find somebody else to blame for it. But we know that's what they're doing right now. Oh, it was the Republicans did it. No, it was the Democrats. No, it was the Iranians. No, it was this. They're desperate to find a scapegoat, and they're coming up real short on that. When this all falls apart, Wall Street and Washington, D.C. did it.
Yeah. All righty. Well, that was just the 2 points that I kind of wanted to, or, you know, kind of point out to you and see what your thoughts were on it. But other than that, though, Mike, I mean, you know, this is just crazy, and, you know, even, you know, I got some family members that, you know, I tell them day in and day out, hey, look, this is going to happen. Oh, you're just one of those people, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist, you know, and I kind of feel like, you know, because I listen to your show daily, you know, on the way home from work, and, you know, and I even hear some of your archives, you know, just to kind of, you know, get myself back, you know, into the swing of things, you know, when I miss a show or something. But, you know, it's hard to wake somebody up, you know, and it's kind of like trying to bang your head against the wall, and you show them these proofs, and they're like, nah, you know, yeah, whatever, you know, they kind of blow you off, you know. And that's
Can I give you a piece of advice? There's still a lot of Americans who are in denial about what's going on. What you need to do is, you know, look at the people who are ready to listen and spend your time, invest your time with them. If you're talking to somebody who just doesn't want to hear it, just quit. This, you know, don't waste your time. There are plenty of Americans out there who know something has gone wrong, and they're looking for somebody who can tell them how it went wrong. Those are the people you need to find out and search out and spend your time with them. They're out there. They're out there asking the questions, and if you've got the answers, they will listen to you, okay?
Okay. All right, Mike. Well, thanks a lot for, you know, for your hard work, and, you know, and your work, you know, is appreciated.
All right, well, thank you very much for the kind words and the phone call. Now, getting back to what I was teasing into before the break here. Yesterday, Secretary of War Chuck Hagel got on TV and talked about all these cuts to military spending. And I said at the time, it doesn't feel genuine. It's probably an election year attempt to placate the war-weary American people that things are starting to wind down. He was talking about getting out of Afghanistan. It turns out the actual numbers of Hagel's new defense budget calls for an increase of more than $115 billion for war making. He's not going to spend that money on the veterans, not going to spend that money. Apparently they're pulling back on the size of the physical troops on the ground, and this underscores what I said before. I think the U.S. government is making the same strategic mistake the Nazis did toward the end of World War II. They're putting all their money in these high-tech wonder weapons. Terror from the skies, drone attacks, and all the rest of it. And it's not going to work. I mean, if there was one lesson we learned in Vietnam, you cannot fight and win a war solely from the air. And it seems like our current war planners didn't learn those earlier lessons. They may be thinking, we've got all these new weapons, the lessons of prior wars really don't matter anymore. And that is a very, very dangerous mindset. to be looking at. All righty. Now then, let's get on to global warming. When we come back from this next commercial break, apparently there is yet another major super cold storm getting ready to slam into the Midwest and the East Coast as I speak these words. And it's amazing. The global warming cult is still out there trying to figure out some way they can keep their religion going. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a little bit of time to talk about the global warming cult. And the reason I'm continuing to pound on them is because with the collapse of the Obamacare cash grab, we are already seeing, even as we are still dealing with another record cold, snowy winter, The global warming cult is coming back. Obama is talking about his new special billion-dollar fund, meaning he's already talking about a carbon tax. They just added a carbon tax to gasoline in California. They are desperate for money, and they don't care if you know it's all based on a lie. They just figure you'll just sit there and go along with it and pony up more money so they can go out and spend it recklessly, spend it on wars, spend it on all kinds of nonsense. That's all they know how to do out there. A lot of people have been very critical of Bill Nye, who bills himself as the science guy, had a program of that name on PBS. Apparently, he is one of the people that are constantly being called up to support the myth of human-caused global warming destroying the world and the rest of it. And apparently, he was caught on NBC's Meet the Press, where he took it upon himself to lecture Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn about the need to do everything and stop catastrophic climate change. And apparently he held up a photo of the Arctic and said, this is the Antarctic. And would you say the Antarctic has less ice than it used to? And apparently this was only one of several flubs that he made on Meet the Press. Because like most of these other talking heads supporting global warming, he's just out there repeating what he's been told to repeat, and he makes mistakes as to which end of the world he's looking at. Meanwhile, over in Germany, another scientific study is again showing that climate is driven by natural repeating cycles. What they did is they took the temperature data that has been collected over the last couple of years, and they did a spectral analysis on it to pull out repeating cycles and frequencies, and they found several of them. And these Germans are saying, basically, we are, in fact, heading into a new little ice age, and it is connected with solar activity. Now, the global warming cult, the worshippers at the Church of St. Al of the Gore, or the Goracle, or the Carbonazis, whatever you want to call them, the Warmistas, their whole argument is that their simulations show human activity increases global temperature. But you need to understand those simulations were programmed to basically demonstrate that. And their computer models are very limited in context. They don't include the whole world. They don't include things like undersea volcanoes or changes in solar output. The simulations are, if nothing else is going on, if there are no other factors, does human activity add to global temperature? And yes, it does to a microscopic amount, but that's not real world. Real world has to include everything, including solar activity, cosmic rays, and the rest of it. Let's see. Now, once again, the U.S. government has been caught fudging the temperature record to sell the idea that we're getting warmer. This time it's NOAA. Last time it was NASA. And they've been caught once again fudging the numbers to try and sell their global warming agenda. The reality is that we are in another record-setting cold winter. The reality is that despite claims by the carbon Nazis back in 2000 that snow and ice would be a thing of the past, we've got more of it than ever before. NASA has finally acknowledged that not only did the warming stop in the 1990s, they're now admitting that, yeah, their data is showing the southern hemisphere has gone into a major period of cooling. Remember earlier in this year how this global warming expedition went down to Antarctica to film the melting ice, and they got stuck in the ice down there. Another story, this is out of Stephen Goddard's website. Looking at the data from this last autumn and into winter is seeing the coolest daytime temperatures for the last 115 years. And that's significant because if, in fact, a decline in solar output is controlling climate on Earth, and it is, then right now the sun is at a 100-year low in total energy output. I know they're making big story about these monster solar flares, which are unusual, I might add, and they're wrecking shortwave reception. But the daytime temperatures from last autumn and winter are at a 115-year low. Meanwhile, of course, the corporate media is out there saying, oh, this was the fourth warmest January on record. Really? Will you show us the raw data? No, we can't do that. Just take our word for it. Where are the corporate media? We wouldn't lie to you here. Let's see. The area of old Arctic ice has tripled since mid-2011. What they're talking about is the core of the ice that lasts year-round. That is growing. The Antarctic sea ice minimum has grown 15% since 1979. The actual raw data, the real world, simply is not lining up with all of the warnings and forecasts coming out of the global warming hysterics. Now, remember Paul Watson, co-founder of Greenpeace, went off and is harassing the Japanese over the whales and everything, actually said one time, it doesn't matter what's real. What matters is what people believe. And that's what this has all been about. Filling you full of nightmare, scare stories about human-caused global warming to guilt you out of carbon taxes, get you to buy carbon credits, get you to buy green products, which cost more and provide less. It's all about money. It's all driven by money. And all other considerations, such as scientific accuracy, just aren't a factor anymore. That's why I keep saying this lust for these pieces of ink and paper has destroyed what was best about the American character. And again, I don't have a problem with people getting rich, people like Steve Jobs or James Cameron, who come up with really cool stuff that we voluntarily trade our money for. That's how capitalism is supposed to work. I don't have a problem with people who get rich that way. Absolutely not. We should admire people who get rich that way. It's the money junkies who game the system, who buy the government to change the laws so that wealth flows to them without having to return anything of real value to our society. Those are the people that we should be demonizing, vilifying. We shouldn't admire them. We should recognize them as being seriously mentally ill and in the grip of this extreme money addiction that is destroying society around them. All right, let's get on to the gun grabbers now, because they are coming back. We have been reporting on this disturbing trend of the Veterans Administration sending mails to returned veterans from the war zone, declaring them to be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and declaring that their Second Amendment rights are voided. Now, by the way, the Constitution does not allow the government to pick and choose who avails themselves of those rights. It is the Bill of Rights. It's not a Bill of Suggestions. Well, Dianne Feinstein is now taking this one step further. She has declared en masse that all military veterans are mentally ill one way or another, and that none of them should be allowed to have access to weapons. That's how desperate they are, because if there is a war between the government and the American people and the 50 states, those returned veterans represent an already trained fighting force. And that's why the bums rushes on to disarm them as quickly as possible. So if you're one of those people who are arming yourself to protect your home from government intrusions, and you probably ought to be right about now, buy an extra weapon to give to a disarmed veteran on the day the U.S. government opens fire on your community. And that's how we will get around Dianne Feinstein. Going to take a break for some commercials, and we will be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this despicable, disgusting policy of the U.S. federal government to declare military veterans as mentally ill in order to strip them of their right to keep and bear arms. Now, if these returning veterans are mentally ill, it's the federal government that did it to them by sending them off to these wars of conquest, masquerading as liberating people from Al-Qaeda, weapons of mass destruction, Saddam, whatever. And these kids know what's really going on out there, plus doping them up. Remember, we had that veteran who called in and said, in order to help these kids deal with their moral qualms of being an invading, conquering horde, they're handing out these prescription antidepressants, like they're M&Ms, which are highly addictive, and in many cases cause more problems than they solve. So if our returning veterans are suffering mental issues, it's the federal government that did it to them, and then the government turns around and says, well, because you're suffering mental illness from what we put you through, you're not allowed to have your rights as a citizen. And again, there is no basis in the Constitution for that at all. Now, apparently, we're looking at this story. This came out of USJF.net. President Obama has issued two new executive orders on the issue of gun control. Now, one of these executive orders exempts the states from complying with federal privacy laws. In other words, Obama has signed an executive order saying these laws don't apply to the states any longer. There is no more privacy. And again, this is an absolutely illegal and unconstitutional use of the executive order. Obama cannot tell a state you are exempt from the law. An exemption has to go through Congress. So Obama is exceeding his authority here. Now, the second executive order, and this is the one that's really very dangerous because it encourages the states, now that they're exempt from the privacy laws, it encourages the states to disclose confidential medical information to the FBI. So the FBI can say, ooh, we think this person may be mentally ill, place them on the NICS, and at that point you're prohibited from purchasing firearms. Now, the actual letter of the law is that in order to be placed on the NICS, you have to be a convicted felon, or you have to be legally adjudicated to be mentally ill to the point of being a danger to yourself or others. Now, the Obama administration is bypassing this and simply getting medical information, which the FBI looks at and says, I think this person might be mentally ill, and they go on the NICS. They're starting to treat the NICS the way they treat the no-fly list. We're just going to put you on there. There's no way to come on off. And so what we're going to see, if this proceeds, and there's no reason for it not to, is anybody the government doesn't like, anybody the government thinks as being opposed to government policy will be declared mentally ill and unable to buy a firearm. And all of it is completely illegal and unconstitutional. Which is why this government is illegitimate. I absolutely see the current federal government as illegitimate. And we should all pull our support from the federal government. We should be supporting our local and state governments. And we have to be supporting each other. We've got to build that sense of local community and stop being dependent on the federal government. Because, man, look at all the botch-ups. And they are not playing by the rules any longer. It's a criminal organization out there. Now, this zero-tolerance policy that we're seeing in the schools has reached a point of utter ridiculousness. And there's another story. This is coming out of a high school in Clarksville, Tennessee. Okay, David Duran Sanner, senior at Northeast High School. He's an honors student. He's an honors student looking at scholarships. Okay, now drove his father's. He borrowed his father's car to go to school. His own car wasn't working. His father is a commercial fisherman. There was a random search of his car, his father's car, on the property, and they found a fishing knife. Wow, dad's a commercial fisherman. You think maybe he's got a fishing knife in his car? And, of course, the school administration just came down on this student. How dare you have a weapon on campus? It was in his car. It's not like he was carrying it in class. And now they're looking at kicking him out of school. You know, that'll be the end of his scholarship, the end of his honor level academic performance, because he borrowed his father's car and his father left a knife in the car. And a random search found it. There is no common sense at all in these policies. The goal of all of these policies is to make the kids so terrified of even being seen with a knife or gun that they will simply roll over and go along with the government agenda of complete disarmament of the American people. That's what it's about. They're not training our kids to actually be citizens in the future so much as obedient drones who will be so scared of doing anything wrong they won't take the chance of doing anything right. And I cannot tell you how destructive this kind of a policy is going to be for the nation's long-term future when you are literally browbeating the kids into paralysis, which is what they're doing out there. I understand if this kid brought a knife or a gun into a classroom. But when the knife is there because his father left it there and the kid doesn't even know it's there, shouldn't somebody stand up and say, all right, this is a simple misunderstanding? But when the agenda is to brainwash the kids into a state of abject fear where they don't even want to be seen near a gun or a knife, that tells you what's really going on in our schools. Absolutely. Now, new revelations from Glenn Greenwald. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but I'm going to mention it again. Edward Snowden has leaked the actual U.S. government intelligence agency's documents proving that the U.S. government spends your tax dollars to pay people to come here onto the independent media, the blogs, online journals, websites, social media, to infiltrate and disrupt discussions. These are the ones who come in here screaming about chemtrails and HAARP and fake Apollo moon landings and no plane at the Pentagon, trying to keep things confused so the government can complete its agenda. Apparently, the code name for these operatives, they're called magicians. Okay, and apparently, let's see, some of the quotes from the documents themselves here. Infiltrate, mask, mimic, ruse, set up, disrupt, create cognitive stress, use deception, ruin business relationships. I got a lot of this myself back when I was still producing and directing TV commercials for the local market, where somebody was calling up all my clients and screaming, "Oh, he's an anti-Semite, he's a Jew hater," and did succeed in causing some business disruptions. And these people doing this think they're the good guys, because that's what the government tell them. Yes, go on out and destroy anybody who dares question the U.S. government agenda, and you are good. I'm sure the Gestapo felt the same way. They were heroes in their own minds. And I'm sure these losers that they've succeeded in luring into doing this kind of work, do it. I'm sure they're getting a giggle. They're doing things that other people aren't allowed to do. And then they go home, have a few scotches, and abuse themselves to old James Bond movies or something. But all of this activity is, in fact, illegal. It is morally disreputable. It runs contrary to the founding principles of this nation. And there's another factor. How much is all of this costing? All of this NSA spying on you and TSA and Department of Homeland Security and hiring people to come into websites and cause trouble. How much is it all costing at a time when we can't even feed the American people? Is this why the government has to take so much money away from you and put so little back into our infrastructure? Is this why the roads are crumbling apart and the irrigation system out west isn't delivering the water it used to? And things are falling apart because they're spending all of the money they're getting on hiring useful idiots to come on out here and argue the government's position, or at least cause so much trouble that they can delay the formation of a popular consensus? This is definitely not constitutional. It's certainly not something the American people are willing to pay for. By the way, a little piece of trivia. Do you know that the National Security Agency is the only federal agency that was not created by congressional legislation? It was simply declared by a presidential memo, which shows, again, the danger of allowing these executive orders to proceed unchecked. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh, TV at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Fight with Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of the show today. And just a reminder, following my show, John Stadmiller is going to be doing his show as usual, and he will have more information about the really good news that Ben Swan is joining the host lineup here at Republic Broadcasting. It's wonderful, wonderful news, and John will have the details. So stay tuned after I'm off the air, and John's going to have all that information for you. Another reminder, please go over to the Republic Broadcasting website and look under updates for this little post about do you have an iPad, iPhone, or Android phone, because I understand this contest is still going on. Sandra is really close to winning. And if enough people download this Keller Williams real estate app and put in the code number, she can win $20,000, which she is going to give to RBN to help us get on out there and get the message out there and reach a larger audience. So please do that. It's a good way to help RBN, and every single bit of help that you send, we put to very, very good use here. Now then, apparently Secretary of Health and Human Services Sebelius is out there today trying to sort of back away from that claim that there would be 7 million signups for Obamacare by the end of March, because that is obviously not going to happen. And she's out there today saying, well, I'm not sure where anybody got that number. It certainly wasn't what we were expecting. They're trying to basically back away from looking like yet another expectation and forecast by the government was a complete failure by saying, I don't know where that came from. I absolutely don't know where that came from. Well, unfortunately, thanks to the Internet, which is now the collective memory and record of our nation, back on September 30th of last year, September 30th, 2013, she was out there being, she was the one saying, success looks like at least 7 million people having signed up by the end of March 2014. So she was the one who set that goal. And now that the goal is not going to be reached, she's trying to pretend it was somebody else's idea. Don't you get sick of being lied to all the time? I remember when I was a kid, being caught lying, that was a major offense. You'd get a trip to the woodshed for that. How come we don't apply that same standard to our politicians? Where if you lie, you are a bad person and something ought to be done. Like the American people going into the office, our buildings, our public buildings, our government buildings, they belong to us. We need to go in there anytime we catch somebody in a lie, grab the liar and bounce him down those concrete steps into the street, give him a good thick coat of tar and feathers, run him out of town on a rail. Because when we, the people, have the moral courage and the strength to make the cost of a lie outweigh its benefit, then people in government will discover truth is a virtue. And they're not going to discover truth is a virtue 1 second before that. Because lying gets them what they want. And they have somehow brainwashed the American people, who find lies by each other offensive, into thinking that lies by the government, well, that's just the way it operates. That's the way it's supposed to be. No, it isn't. You show me anywhere in the Constitution of the United States of America where the government is authorized to lie to the people. It is not in there. When anybody in the government lies to the people, they cease being the legal and legitimate and constitutional government. Especially that whopper about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, or Syria's Assad's gassing his own people. And even though that story has now been discredited by the United Nations themselves, I heard it being repeated on NPR, on the radio, a couple of days ago. They're still out there, oh yes, Assad's gassing his own, he's using chemical weapons on his own people. They're still pushing the lie. They actually still believe that we, the American people, are believing their bovine excrement, that we don't know any better. They're still living in this little dream world from the 1950s and the 1960s and the height of the Cold War, where they could put out any nonsense at all and the naive and trusting American people would believe it. But those days are gone forever. They really are. Now, interesting little story, and I find myself shocked. I'm in agreement with Fox News, but they ran a story earlier why the FCC should keep its nose out of the TV newsrooms. What was the government thinking? And they're saying the last thing we need is the government mucking around with news content. They're absolutely correct. But see, here's what's going on. The government has been mucking around with the news all along through covert programs like the CIA's Operation Mockingbird, through that little network of skull and bones people who seem to find their way into these editorial positions. We know the media has been lying to. We documented how the media was lying and using deception all the way back to the John F. Kennedy assassination. Okay? What Fox News is saying is that as long as that government control of the news is covert and the public doesn't know about it, they're going to buy the propaganda. But if the government is officially in the newsroom steering the news, well, that's going to destroy what's left of the corporate media's credibility. And people are going to be watching Fox News and saying, well, that's probably just what the government told them to tell us. And Fox News is correct. In moving to this overt control of the newsrooms, the government is destroying the credibility of its own propaganda. So why are they doing something that stupid? Well, I think what is going on here is people in the corporate media are fed up with it. They're fed up with the lies. They're fed up with the harm to their own credibility. And their loss of social standing as being seen by government propagandists. And I think this move to put direct FCC controllers in the newsroom is the federal government's reaction to the realization that the corporate media may not be as easy to control as it used to be. That a lot of these corporate media people are breaking ranks to report stories the government doesn't want reported, to take an opinion and a point of view that is not consistent with the agenda. And so this plan by the FCC to put these monitors in the newsrooms is a knee-jerk reaction to the realization that the federal government is losing control of the corporate media. And the corporate media is starting to realize they'd better start doing the job the independent media is doing, or they're going to lose what's left of their audience. And if you're in the corporate media and you want to come alongside us and join us on the road to the restoration of the Republic, welcome. I wish you'd been doing your job all along so we wouldn't have had to. But now we're basically on the same path here, and this FCC move is basically the federal government reacting to the realization the corporate media isn't quite as obedient as they used to be. That's why you had the Department of Justice doing all the phone record survey of the corporate media reporters, the DOJ gate, which only made the situation worse. Because a lot of people in the corporate media have been very loyal purveyors of the official story, and now they're being treated as untrustworthy. It must be the way the veterans are feeling when they're told that, you know, because of the mental situation they came back with from the war zone, they're not allowed to own hunting rifles and shotguns any longer. Talk about ingratitude. So we're seeing the cracks open up. We're seeing the fracturing of the federal government's totalitarian control. When they do something this overt and stupid, it's basically telling us all they're losing control. They're losing their grip. Even on the corporate media, let alone the independent media. They lost control of us. They never had control of us all along, despite all of this paid infiltrators that Edward Snowden and Glenn Greenwald just give us the proof of. We've known they were here all along. Now we've got the proof. All righty, we're coming up to the end of the show, and I'm going to leave off one more time by asking our listeners to stay tuned to John Stadmiller, because he is going to be providing the details of this very wonderful news that Ben Swan is joining our lineup here on RBN. And that is, it's the best news I've heard in a very, very long time. So stay tuned to John. He'll have all that information for you. And again, all I really know, I don't know the start time of his show or when he's starting his broadcast. I do know it's going to be in the time slot ahead of my show. And that is going to definitely be worth tuning in, because Ben, I think, is a good example of somebody who began in the corporate media, didn't want to tell the lies, and now he's over here in the independent media, and that is a wonderful thing. There's the music. Time to call it quits here and clear the microphone away for John Stadmiller. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay skeptical, stay angry, stay informed, make good choices, and aloha, America.